Report: Man accused of using samurai sword to behead woman on public street in broad daylight. By John Binder on September 13, 2022. A man accused of beheading a woman in broad daylight last week in San Carlos, California, entered the country on a tourist visa about 10 years ago and never left, local report states. Update: The Santa Monica Observer claimed Landita had been in the U.S. illegally. Other outlets later suggested he currently is here legally. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, reached out to Breitbart News after this story's publication to say the agency has no involvement with the accused individual. This is consistent with California's sanctuary state policy. Jose Rafael Solano Landita, 33, was arrested and charged after San Mateo County Sheriff's Office said he beheaded his ex-girlfriend, 27-year-old Karina Castro, outside her apartment building. Police said Landita decapitated Castro with a samurai sword. Castro was the mother of two young daughters, a 7-year-old and a 1-year-old. Castro's family has started a GoFundMe for her two daughters. According to the San Mateo Observer, Landita has been living in the United States for years without having been deported. Immigration sources confirmed that Landita, from Venezuela, entered the country on a tourist visa about 10 years ago and never left. California enforces a strict sanctuary state law that prevents local law enforcement from turning criminal illegal aliens over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency. Thousands of illegal aliens every week are said to be turned loose across California as a result. Landita had previously been accused of raping a minor but was sentenced to a lesser charge and served 3 years probation, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. A review of court files in San Mateo County found one more prior serious case for Landita Solano. In 2012, he was accused of rape with an unconscious person and was sentenced to a reduced charge of unlawful sexual intercourse with a victim more than 3 years younger. He served 3 years on probation and successfully completed required programming, after which the charge was expunged. Emphasis added. Castro's family described Landita as a diagnosed schizophrenic on meds who would use that as an excuse for his behavior. He drank excessively and you're not supposed to do that on those kind of medications. Landita remains in San Mateo jail without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.